This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, it must be time for the Escape Pod. You're on Joy 94.9 with Mark Adams, Russ Masterton and Joe Pryor in chilly Melbourne.
Good afternoon, chilly Melbourne. Good afternoon, world. We've got people listening all over the place. We've got people listening from Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, Bali in Denpasar, probably more like... what's it called? The Good Place?
Seminyak.
So we've got a bunch of people listening from around the world, and hello. And we've even got a faithful listener in Dubai. Thank you very much, Jamana, for listening from Dubai by a podcast. And if you can't get Joy, because in some countries, because of the controversial nature of having a radio station dedicated to human people and humanity, they ban the URL. So you can't get Joy in the UAE and many other places, but you can get us on the podcast. So not only this show, but very, very many of Joy's regular shows and interviews and really exciting programs are available free of charge on the iTunes store. Did you know that, Russ?
I had no idea. I have to say that, good. Mark, but it's nice to know. And how cold is it out there today? It's freezing. I'm very envious of those people in the UAE listening to us today.
I don't know. It's 48 degrees in UAE, and it's metaphorically freezing. There's no real ice, but it feels like it, just going through the veins.
Now, gentlemen, today in the Escape Pod, we have got a very special guest. We've got Mr. Daniel Clark. And Daniel, we have to say, was put on our radar screen by a previous Escape Pod guest, which was Mr. Steve Huey, who has the most innovative business, I Fly Flat, for all of those of us that
great ideas. And you can get that on the podcast.
You can indeed. You iTunes. Can check out Steve Huey's interview with us, which was great. And Steve was thinking about other people that might like the experience of being an Escape Pod guest, because he's obviously now got off his therapist's couch. He's dealing with life quite well after his experience in the Escape Pod. And he suggested that we talk to Mr. Daniel Clark, who is the one of the CEOs and founders of Townsky and Rush Faster. Daniel, welcome to the Escape Pod.
Thanks for having me.
We are just delighted that you're here. Now, we know that you're not in Melbourne. Where are you calling in from?
So I'm in Sydney today, and that's where we're based, where the Townsky office is. But we love Melbourne, except for the temperature.
Well, you seem to have a fascination with coffee from the website. Let's talk about that. That's, I think, one of the number one things is getting a good cuppa around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for any self-respecting Australian, when they travel, I think coffee is probably the first thing on their mind. And having something that's, you know, an Australian-style coffee wherever they go. And I think it really comes from, you know, Melbourne and Sydney and what we're doing with the cafe scenes in these cities and also cities in Australia. And so that's actually one of the reasons why we wanted to start Townsky.
Coffee?
Yeah, pretty much.
That is reasonable and rational in my book.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were traveling a lot for business and, you know, getting a good cup of coffee in London or New York or San Francisco isn't the easiest thing for an Australian. And but it does exist. And I think we wanted to make it really easy for people to travel and get comfortable in any city.
So, Daniel, for our listeners who haven't been fast enough yet with their fingers on the keyboard or their thumbs on their smartphones and iPads, can you tell us exactly what Townsky is?
Okay, absolutely. So we want Townsky to be a travel companion for the world. So and to have it in your phone and ready whenever you need it. So what we call it is a social media publishing platform, and it allows anyone to go on and create their own curated version of their city in the form of a mini city guide of up to 11 places on any topic you choose. And people can make this content, curate this content, and then share it with their friends and share it with the Townsky community, so that it makes it very easy for you to find whatever it is that you're looking for in any city in the world. So the good thing about this is we can go right into niches, you know, so we can go into any community, like vegetarians or vegans, for example. They can find good places to eat wherever they travel with ease, you know. So this is really what we're doing.
Now, Daniel, I'm a bit of a coffee-holic, a shopaholic, a people-watching-holic. I know it always comes back to holic for me. I'm not a very morning person. So on this website of yours, I'm going to find all of those things. Is that right?
Yeah, and as we build the community up, and we've already got a very good community, but as we build it up, it'll get more and more detailed for every little niche group of people in the world, you know, exactly what you want in a city. If you're really interested in coffee, then, you know, coming to Townski and going to your trip to Singapore, you'll find really good Australian-style coffee in Singapore very easily.
So, Daniel, it's Joe here. I'm just wondering, is it about allowing people to see the world through the eyes of Australians in those locations, or is it about just experiencing your point of interest in that location?
So initially it was about, you know, what we wanted, because we're travelling for business and there were certain things that we wanted to get really quickly. We're very time poor. But then it became more about, well, you know, everyone's got the things that they look for in a city, and, you know, like a big publication can't cater for all of these people and exactly the type of person that you are. But there are a lot of people who are like you, and if we create a network that allows you to find those people and that actually introduces you to people who are just like you, you can follow their recommendations. So it can be anything.
So, Daniel, I'm like a coffee-holic, but with booze. So let's talk about things that you've got on here, about other dining and drinking experiences. I can see you've got cocktails and so forth. How do you manage the quality of what goes in to Townski, and how is it representing a platform? Is it because people are like-minded? And how do you make sure we've not got people just pushing their own businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we started off by really focusing on the quality of the community, and we invited people to the platform who we could see were already creating really good good content on the web, maybe on their own blogs, but they didn't really have an international platform that they could put this information on. So when we started setting the tone of the website at this high level of quality, I think it encouraged other members of the community who found out about us themselves and thought, oh, they might like to create something. I think it encouraged them to, you know, be at the same level of quality. And, you know, it's open to anyone. You can go on and create a guide today and publish it, and we have no control over what you publish, provided it's reasonable content. And we found that, you know, people have just stayed at this quality level. So.
And how do you organise things to be updated? Because, I mean, you think of a city like Hong Kong, where my favourite restaurant this week, when I am back there in 3 months' time, there's a high-rise building in exactly the same spot. So how do you go about sort of curating the timeliness and the accuracy of what's on there?
Yeah, so every you can browse by newest guides for Hong Kong, so the newest information will be there, but also you can look at on any particular guide and see when it was last updated or when it was published, so you can get an understanding of whether that stuff is still likely to be relevant. But I think the people who make the content keep the content updated because that's their interest. They really enjoy being an ambassador for their city and sharing the local hotspots of their city to the world. I mean, so the people who are on the platform are really interested in that. So I think they just keep the information up to date.
And Daniel, Mark and I are trawling the site now, and I've seen donuts and cakes and martinis and you name it. How have you found traffic getting to the site have been? Is it been utilised by a lot of people?
So we just launched the platform earlier in June. So 10th of June we launched. Before that, we were only focused on getting people into the community to create content. In terms of people consuming content, we have found that when people find the site, they like to come back quite a lot. and also tell their friend. We have a lot of people sharing this content out because it's something that if you find a really good donut guide and you know someone who loves donuts, you probably share it on to them because you just want to help them out. So in terms of finding more people to come and consume the content on the platform, we're only just starting to focus on this. And we've had some good success, but we do find that when people find it, they come back a lot.
So are you finding people are journaling their travel experiences, or is this something that they're evolving in how they're consuming the site so far?
So in terms of handling, like journaling their travel experience, we actually just started something this weekend in California where we're following one of our contributors. I think up the Californian coast, they're doing a 3-day weekend, and they're writing for us as they go. And we call this hashtag Travel with Townski, and this is the first time. I did the little hashtag sign as well. My thing is,
oh, did you? It's not very good for radio, but we believe you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that wasn't lost. And so we're following this guy up the Californian coast, and we're looking at the stuff that he discovers, and he's planned out this whole trip, and he'll be publishing guides on, making that journey, which I think is really, really cool because, it's probably if you want to do that journey, straight away your research time has just been reduced by, months.
So is it almost going to be a little bit like taking Meerkat or Periscope on board to make it a Townski accessible vision? Is that what he's doing for you? Is he capturing that, or is it just going to be
stills,
static information?
So what he's doing is he's posting on Instagram as he's doing it. So he's already got an Instagram account, and he's posting on Instagram as he's doing it with that hashtag. And then at the end of that experience, he'll be creating a couple of guides with all the stuff that he's found in that, and we'll be promoting those guides to the relevant people in our community.
Well, you're in the Escape Pod on Joy 94.9, and our special guest today is Daniel Clark, one of the co-founders of Townski, and that's TownSke. Stay with us. We've got a short break, and we'll be back to dissect a little bit more about how IT is influencing travel and how you can find your favourite donut shop anywhere in the world, thanks to Townski.
Did you know? Joy Audio Production Services can help you with your audio recording needs, no matter what the task at hand. We have a way to support you and your business. We can produce radio-style interviews for your website, on-hold greetings, podcasts, voiceovers for video, and more. Call Joy's production manager, Jason, on 1-300-569-949 or email production@joy.org.au. That's 1-300-569-949. Joy Audio Production Services, commercial grade audio quality at community radio rates.
You're in the Escape Pod on Joy 94.9 with Mark Adams, Ross Masterton, Joe Pryor, and our special guest, Daniel Clark from Townski. And we love allowing our guests to choose the tracks. And Daniel, you're clearly a hipster choosing Icelandic music. Sigur Ros, which I understand was one of Björk's prior
mates.
Commitments. Is that right?
I'm not sure, but they're a really good band.
Yeah, they are.
And actually, Iceland, if you have a look at some of the guys on Townski, it's like looks like a beautiful place. I really want to go there.
Daniel, I'm burning to ask the question. The Townski social media publishing platform that you've created is a wonderful tool and a contribution, but is there a monetization component to the platform, or do you have other ventures that you're involved with that, pay the light bill?
I've got other ventures at the moment that are paying for Townski because setting something up like this is rather expensive. There will be a path to monetization as well, which is very, very important in order for us to keep providing this information and nurturing this community. We do have to make money from it, absolutely. But we will never make money from our consumers of content. it's always going to be a free service to get you around the world and to help you find the good places.
Okay, Daniel, well, I'm excited. I'm off to Istanbul and Pompeii in a few months' time. Joe's going back to Hong Kong. What do we do? Do we jump on and look at where we can find our favourite donuts and coffee, and then we contact you and say, right, we're ready to post?
Well, basically, the best thing to do is you can jump on and start just, you know, flicking through content now. You can do that without creating an account. I think no one really likes a website where you have to create an account before you can do anything. So we wanted to make this completely open.
Please don't tell the boys from Lead Pages that. They completely disagree with you.
Well, I think, you know, people will make an account if they find it valuable, right? So let them figure out if this is valuable information for them or if this is a service they want to use. So go onto the website, flick through stuff. You can search for, you know, whatever hashtag you're interested in. And then if you start finding content that you really want to keep, the best thing to do is to create an account at that point and then just start liking all of the places that you want to go to. Then whenever you land in whichever city you're going to, when the app is available, but in the meantime, the mobile website, you just pull that out and you'll have a list of places that you've already, you know, discovered. That you can then just see how far away you are from them.
So it's a bit like doing your own available tour, is that right? You found something that's really quite niche, but it's a self-guided tour in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. So you use, as a starting point, you use other people's guides, but you might like 3 places out of 10. And so you like those places, and that just saves to your likes. And then when you you go through enough guides, you know, you may have, maybe you've saved like 30 places that you want to check out all around Hong Kong. And then so when you get to Hong Kong, you just, you know, load up the site and, you know, you've got a reference of where all these places are, and you can go to the map and you can get directions and whatever else. So it makes it, you know, it's just building up a list of places that you want to try out and then making it super easy for you to get those and have a good trip.
So it's almost a bit like a bit of a cool TripAdvisor then, in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the thing with TripAdvisor is there's all these people with differing opinions.
Conflicting.
But all these reviews go into one set of stars, you know. And so you don't know who's making the recommendation. You know, they may have a completely different taste in hotel than you do.
Mm.
And so you wouldn't take their recommendation normally. You only take a recommendation from someone who you can tell is like you, and you get
well,
to
has the same aspirations or goals out of their travel that you do for that particular journey, because we all vary quite differently.
Exactly. And so we help people find people who are like them on the platform so that they can take their recommendations. And as those people travel around the world, you can follow their journeys and what they post about on Townski as well. And it just helps you research or inspire you to go to the next city and the next city.
What's the weirdest and the craziest thing you've got on the site?
So there's a weird thing and then there's a crazy thing, right? So the crazy was one of the first guides that came out. It's actually for Hong Kong. It's a guy who climbs skyscrapers on the exterior and also bridges.
He's the person that doesn't have an active travel insurance policy, isn't he?
Captain Risky.
Captain Risky.
Some insurers won't insure him. And he takes photos of him doing crazy things like hanging off the side of buildings and bridges, and we definitely don't encourage people to do that.
No.
But if you're that way inclined, and you know, he takes amazing photos, like they're really out there. They're amazing, and it's scary to look at it, but there's a guide in Hong Kong.
Are they all legally taken?
I don't believe so.
And the weirdest thing?
The weirdest thing is a Singaporean guide, actually. And it's this guy who's made a guide on, you know, where to take good photos of him.
So selfie stick's no longer good enough. He needs a whole web platform. Is that his shtick?
Yeah, look, and...
He's obviously a narcissist.
With a selfie shtick.
Yes.
Well, it was interesting. Like, we didn't expect that use case, you know. But hey, you know, each their own.
Well, fair enough.
You were saying earlier, Daniel, that one of the reasons that you created Townsky was because you were doing so much travel. So what are the places that you like to travel to, and what's your next city to explore?
So my business partner and I usually travel to cities. We haven't done much, you know, adventure travel, I would say. So we like the urban environment and exploring venues. So we do a lot of you know, stuff like Hong Kong, Singapore, New York, like the big cities. We really enjoy it. New York's a favorite. We went there a couple of times in the 1 year once, and I think we just needed to give it a break for a bit, but we love it so much. That's actually New York is where we came up with the idea, because we were at chain coffee stores for too long that one of the baristas, like, noticed us in Midtown on the street and started, like talking to us and saying all this stuff. And we're like, oh, wow, we're really going to these stores way too often. We need to find the really good cafes. So that's actually where the idea came about.
What part? I'm just trying to think of anywhere where you can get good coffee in Midtown New York. Weren't you trawling through Williamsburg and other parts where drip and cold press is where you go?
Yeah. Yeah, in Midtown, I think it's kind of hard.
Was it the M&M store or...?
Yeah, it's not at the M&M store. That's actually right next to where the chain store was.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, New York is a hard place, but you go to places like Brooklyn and it's everywhere. You go right downtown or where the rainbow flags fly and you find good stuff. You go a bit further north near the university, especially Columbia or NYU. There's fantastic places. They're all small hole-in-the-wall joints, but you just look for the beards. And I'm talking about on...
Yeah, just follow beards and beanies. Yeah. And,
beards, beanies and...
Oh, what else?
Cons.
Monocles.
And corduroy jackets.
Monocles. Yeah, yeah, you're good to go. Yeah. Something's going to be dripping around that you'll be interested in.
Yeah, I mean, right next to NYU, there's Columbia Torrefaction, I think, is one of the coffee places. And there's a bunch around that sort of area. But then Brooklyn's got a lot as well.
Yeah, Bilberg.
Yeah, and... So, you know, there's some really interesting parts of New York to get that sort of stuff. It's a great city. I love it.
But it is more than a coffee blog, and we're going to talk about about the fact that you don't have to go the other side of the hemisphere to get a good cuppa.
I've missed my favourite show on Joy. What do I do? What do I do?
Podcasters to battle!
Joy podcasters fight on tirelessly to bring you the best bits of every show. So if you've missed something recently on Joy, don't worry. Our podcasters have your back. Head to joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab or look us up on iTunes. Podcasters on Joy 94.9 fighting tirelessly for your listening pleasure.
Daniel, it's Russ here. I'm an old travel agent, as people may know. Just a question for you. Our industry is always screaming out for new technology. So how would I use this this website in my business? I'd love to use it somehow. What do you think?
Well, we've had some feedback that travel agents are using it already to discover new places to refer to their clients. But also to get new business. Because if you're researching a trip to New York and you're in Sydney, and a travel agent actually has, well, here's our, you know, some top picks, contact us, or here's a link through to our website if you want to engage us to help you out with your travel. And it allows you to build some rapport with the customer before they actually become your customer. So it could be a great way of attracting new business, but also, you know, a great resource to find new and interesting things.
And so from my perspective, if I was doing an itinerary, say to New York from somebody, and I jumped on your site and these people were theatre buffs and museums and coffee, as we've discussed, I can actually go there, find all of these suggestions, put them in their itinerary, look absolutely fabulous, thank you very much, Townsky, and then put a footnote to yourself down there referring to where I found these things. Would that be something that you'd be interested in seeing with your app and your site?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, mean, the reason we started the Townski platform is to make people have better trips. So however we can do that, you know, we're really interested in that because we want people to travel more often. We want people to explore other cultures and have a really good time doing it, that they want to do it again and again and again. Because I think actually we can solve some real world issues if people become more worldly. And so on top of the, you know, just having a good time, the more people travel, the more they, you know, understand how different people live. And I think that's an important point.
Absolutely. Mm. And product roadmap, I'm going to get all technical here on you now. Where do you see this going in the future?
Okay. So currently we've built, you know, the initial version, and there's heaps more to come. We're only on websites. We've got a mobile website and we've got a desktop website. But at the moment we're building, you know, the much needed Townski app, and in the next couple of weeks we'll be testing it with people in the community. So when we go into app territory, we can really become useful for people on the go. We can do a lot of, you know, really interesting stuff, knowing where people are, what things they have liked in the past, and whether they would like something that's nearby that maybe someone in their network likes. So we can do a lot of really interesting stuff to make your trip a lot easier and to really cut down on your research with apps.
And you're looking for app guinea pigs, so to speak?
Absolutely. So if you or if any of the listeners are interested, we'll probably be doing a beta trial of a few hundred people. And if you're interested, you can just email us hello@townski.com and we will put you on that waiting list. And as soon as we can get you an app, we'll be able to contact you about that. And it'll be great to have people test it and see what works for them and what needs to be improved before we release.
So what's your end game with Townski? Where do you want it to be? Do you want it to be the Facebook of far away, or where do you see yourself taking it long term?
Yeah, long term. Look, it'd be great if it became one of those platforms that, you know, you see people using all the time. If we could get to the level of, say, an Instagram for travel, then wouldn't that be amazing? I think our team would be really, really proud of making a product that helps so many people.
Learn, because that's what it is. It's sharing and learning, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the way people are traveling now, there is a sharing economy with places like Airbnb, platforms mm-hmm. like Airbnb, and platforms like Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be in there as well, you know, platforms like Townski. So get a local experience, go to an Airbnb, and hopefully your Airbnb host has already made a Townski guide that they can share with you.
And they have an Uber app at home, mm-hmm. so you can get picked up and taken to the coffee shop.
Daniel, it's Joe here. I just want to ask something. I mean, you may not feel comfortable answering this question, so by all means just say no. But being in Melbourne as opposed to being somewhere like in Silicon Valley and putting together an app like and a platform like Townski, perhaps being a little bit removed from the venture capital world and access to funds, how have you found that in terms of getting Townski off the ground? And do you feel at all that you're a bit disconnected from that sort of cohort of entrepreneurs?
So actually, Sydney, Melbourne and Australia have emerging and quality startup scenes.
We have so many cafes.
And we have a great cafe culture that's getting exported to the world as well. But being disconnected from the Silicon Valley thing means that we can think differently. And I think that really influenced our product because we don't want to make a product that looks like every other startup product. And so being removed from that allows us to have a different approach. And I think if you have a look at our website, you can see that we're very, very clean, clear, and as minimal as possible. And I think a lot of the startups and a lot of our competitors are really complicated. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I think Australia, being in Australia has helped us differentiate our product.
What I really like about the site is it's it hasn't been written and designed by travel writers and travel bloggers. This is just everyday Joe Blow on there.
Although, having said that, the photography, the level of execution of the images is very high. You seem to be appealing to people with more than just an iPhone. Talk about the images and how you maintain that level of quality.
Well, it really was just the precedence that was set from the first members of the community. And we expect that over time there will be high-quality photos, but there will also be very down-to-earth photos. And we're okay with both of those, so long as we have a good mix. But when I mean down to earth, I mean like photos that really show you, okay, well, this is the food you're going to be eating, or this is the venue just as it is, you know, just how it looks. So, you know, photography is super important on the web. And deciding, do I want to track, you know, 5 kilometres out of my way to go to this particular place, you know, you want to know that when you get there it's going to be really good. So the photography, we don't mind if it's we love beautiful photography, but we really love photography that really shows the venue.
While our listeners are scrolling through their iPhone albums now to see if they've got anything that's worthy of going up onto the Townsky website, we might take just a short break. So you're listening to the Escape Pod on Joy 94.9. It's 18 minutes to 3, and we will be back very shortly.
Joy 94.9 has a huge range of programs available for podcast. In fact, Joy is one of the largest podcasting communities on community radio. If you haven't checked out our podcasting service, you're missing out. Visit joy.org.au, click on the podcast tab, and you'll find a list of Joy programs regularly sharing the best interviews, news, and reviews. There's tens of thousands of hours for you to enjoy, so check it out now. joy.org.au.
And you're in the Escape Pod on Joy 94.9. That was Death Cab for Cutie, You Are a Tourist. It's 13 minutes to 3. And today in the Escape Pod, there's Mark Adams, Russ Masterton, Joe Pryor, and the amazing Daniel Clark, who is co-founder of Townsky. And that's www.townsky.com.
And thank you very much, William from Richmond, for Googling away. And thank you for all those different spellings that you've been trying. But it is Townske, like the Penske file, if you're a Seinfeld fan.
Well, it's hard to know because we've been playing such groovy music this afternoon. It could have been
Death
anything.
Cabs, everything.
But it is a fabulous site. It is. Mm. And Joe and I have decided we're going to use it.
Yep, definitely. Mm. Yeah, I'll be using it for a trip to North America in August. And Russ is going to use it. He might even trial some of
Turkey.
His clients on it.
I want to be an app guinea pig. Daniel?
Yeah, absolutely. All you guys and your listeners, just email us and we'll put you on the list.
And you said that was at hello@townsky, townske.com?
That's it, yeah.
So, Russ, what else has been happening in the world this week? It's been a pretty full-on week for travel and new things and not-so-new things.
Well, I have to say that if you look at headlines, Greece doesn't stop popping up every 5 minutes, does it? The debt crisis there has them teetering on the brink of financial ruin.
I wonder if Daniel's got a Townsky approach for ATMs that are working.
Actually, I've got friends in Greece at the moment. They said it's a media beat up. They're having a great time.
That's exactly what I thought.
In the tourist areas? Because 24% of the Greek economy is currently coming through tourism, and it's all fine if you're on an island. If you're around Thessaloniki or somewhere that's a little less tourist-focused, it's a different story. Where are they based?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know exactly, but they are Greek. So I think they're visiting friends
family,
and family.
Yep.
So it's probably not in a tourist area, but it is a interesting time for Greece, I guess.
Well, the go is at the moment that they're having a vote on Sunday, and if it's a yes
referendum,
vote, the yes vote means that They'll be lowering more wages. There'll be job cuts, and for the Greek population, it won't be good. But if they take a no vote, it means they'll be kicked out of the eurozone, and they'll go back to the drachma. So
have that for a couple of thousand years. They're pretty good at it.
Absolutely. If you're thinking of going to Greece, though, apparently there's nobody there, so you should go.
Well, there are a lot of Greek people there.
Next on my list. Jetstar, our favourite airline here in Oz.
They're not so popular in Hong Kong, are they, Russ?
No, Joe, they got closed down in Hong Kong this week, or they didn't even open, I should say. And the powers to be in Hong Kong Aviation decided that there was not going to be any Jetstar Hong Kong, unfortunately.
So why did they get off at Redfern as such?
Excuse me? I missed that completely. Sorry, I could hear Redfern. I do apologise for that. I was thinking about Sydney. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Pulling out before you get to the
end. Well, it's an interesting scenario with Alan Joyce and everybody there. They had they bought 9 planes. They were all set to open up there without a licence, and the powers to be in Hong Kong said, no, you're not Hong Kong based, and we don't want you here, and sent them on their way.
See ya.
And that's interesting because, of course, Jetstar. You know, Qantas, Oneworld have a strong link with Cathay.
That's right.
Which is the national carrier out of Hong Kong. So you would have thought they'd have a little bit of influence.
Yeah, so I don't understand why all of this research and homework wasn't done beforehand. But it's very very typical of the powers to be in Hong Kong that if you're not Hong Kong based, you can't open your business there.
But Daniel? I believe it was Cathay who was also fighting against Jetstar. There were the main players.
They might need one of your product roadmaps, Daniel.
Hear, hear.
You might be able to do some little consulting work to the flying kangaroo.
Get a cut of that $90 million bonus that's being paid out for Qantas.
Now, everybody.
No, there is. $90 million in total is being bonused because of the profitability of Qantas over the last couple of years. All you had to do is basically either lose your job or freeze your wage, and now you're going to get a pittance back. So it's like giving up the farm to get the gate.
But you can now catch a flight from Perth to Singapore on the Flying Kangaroo.
Oh, really?
That's
yeah,
right, yes.
That route's been reinstated, yes.
Oh.
For a while there, Qantas had given up on Perth, and it was the only international flight that Qantas had out of Perth, and they stopped that a couple of years ago, and it has just been reintroduced. And our friends and family over in Perth can now scoot off to Singapore with the Red Rat again.
And of course, with the week that's been, the Joy community worldwide has been, you know, watching what's been happening in the United States. Mm. Daniel, have you seen an increase with Townsky content related to gay travel?
We've seen a few guides created for you know, gay friendly venues and stuff like that on Townsky, which is an excellent use case for it. Completely agree with it. With the thing that's really nice is when everyone was changing their profile pics.
Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook. We changed ours as well, and we had, you know, nothing but praise for that. And that says a lot about our community. A lot about the current state of affairs. So we're really, really happy with that because I believe some companies won't do it because it's a risky thing for them. But we didn't think about that. We just thought about, you know, doing that to show support because it is such a such an occasion. It's great news. And our community loved it, which is great.
Hey, Daniel, I'm going to see how quick off the mark you actually were. Where can I get married in the USA then? Has
right
Townsky
now?
Got any? Townsky got any recommendations for me?
Go to Nevada. I think you can get
a nice Elvis wedding. Or you talk about Reno, the place where, you know, shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
That's a song by
Alzheimer's moment.
Yeah, I'm having a senior moment. The Man in Black.
And Men in Black, Will Smith.
No.
Anyway,
I'll
so
get there.
Back to USA travel. Russ, what else was happening this week with gay travel into the States?
Oh, it was just beautiful this week.
Johnny Cash.
I mean, most of the pictures and information we were getting out of the United States was just that people getting married in the USA, and there was
people in southern states refusing to do their jobs and quitting or threatening to marry their dogs.
Ridiculous.
Didn't they shut down marriage in some
in parts of Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas. Yeah. So no one's getting married because Jesus.
That's a bit of a hissy fit from the southern.
Oh my God! Yeah. Oh dear.
Daniel, do you have a favourite travel hint or tip that you're prepared to share with our listeners with all the travel that you do?
Yes. Basically, because we were travelling so often, we made a spreadsheet on a checklist of all the things you need to travel based on how many days you're going to go away for and whether it's hot or cold. That has cut down packing time to 1 or 2 hours from what was normally a week.
Tell me you've got this as a Google document that you share with other people.
I can share it. Email it. Email me if you want a copy. But yeah, it's like the stuff like that, it just makes it nice and quick and easy. Some other things that I really like to do is I travel with a little portable Bluetooth Bose speaker, which has been really, really good for waking up to nice music and stuff like that. Whatever hotel you're in, that's been a real help. I love that guy.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, because hotel sound systems are usually designed so they don't interfere with the next door room with paper thin walls. So they're not there for pleasure for anybody. Tinniness and to strip all the joy out of the music.
Yeah, and the little Bose speaker that I've got is just really, really good.
Smashes it.
It's
for more Icelandic music, I take.
Usually it's that kind of music.
A bit more Sigur Rós.
I don't know what they're saying, but it sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, you're in the Escape Pod on Joy 94.9, and we've been lucky enough to have Daniel Clark, the co-founder of Townski, as our special guest today. And I think he's definitely inspired a lot of people to just check out the Townski website and see, to put it to the test and see if there are any tours and helpful hints for people's next trips. And maybe people might even share some of their top places that they like, not just in Melbourne, but in their favourite cities around the world. We've got a short break to go to for more sponsor announcements.
Joe, what are you up to for the rest of the day?
Homework.
I've got
loads of emails I did not get through, and I've obviously got a trip to New York to plan. So I've got some Townski research to
Townski
do.
Townski research. Yeah. And Russ?
I am gymming it and then off to North Ski for dinner tonight.
Oh, nice.
Oh, very nice. I'm off to Smith and Daughters. They've opened up the new vegan deli
next door. Oh, that's right, the vegetarian deli. Yes, that's right.
Everything's 100% vegan. So.
And Daniel, what are you up to?
I'm probably going to head to the gym after this, and then I'm back working on Townski.
Smash out some reps and back to work.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you once again for being our special guest.
And good luck.
On the Escape Pod. Yes, please, good luck. Do let us know when the app is launched, because we'd definitely like to let all of our listeners know how they can have Townski mobile.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
All the best.
All right, have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.